Yesterday, we broadcast the audio diary of 21-year-old Laura Rothenberg, who described her attempts to live a normal life with cystic fibrosis.
I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when I was 3 days old. It was 1981, and I guess at that time, my parents really didn't know how long I would end up living.
Cystic fibrosis degrades the lungs over time. People with the disease live to an average age of about 32. When Laura was 20, she had a lung transplant to try to make the best of her remaining years. Since the broadcast, we've received emails from people all over the country, and it made us want to ask a few more questions about cystic fibrosis, its current treatment, and prospects for the future. Joining me by phone is Bob Bell. He's president and CEO of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Thanks for being on All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you briefly say what cystic fibrosis is, how many people have it in this country, and describe its symptoms?
Cystic fibrosis affects about 30,000 young people with this disease. It's a genetic disease. It occurs when an individual inherits a defective gene from both its mother and its father. It occurs in about one in every 3,000 births in the United States. It's a progressive disease. It affects mainly the lungs, but it also has implications for the GI tract, the reproductive tract. But the major cause of the morbidity and mortality that we see in the disease is related to the chronic lung destruction.
I remember that growing up, the average age of life expectancy for CF was 18 to 20, and now you say it's about 32. What's changed?
Well, a lot of things have changed. And I would tell you also, Margo, numbers of years ago, I mean, back in the early 60s, many of these children never lived to school age. So there has been a dramatic improvement. First, there's a very aggressive use of antibiotics to treat the infection, and we have some better antibiotics. But ultimately, what happens in the disease is that the bacteria that are in the lungs, they become resistant to the antibiotics, and we still lose the lung function. But there's also a very comprehensive network of care centers around the country, and there's become a lot of standardization of care. We do things better than what we did even 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Some of us here at All Things Considered have met people with CF who were in their 40s. How long has the longest person lived?
We actually have a woman who has cystic fibrosis who's in her 70s. And this really happens because the disease occurs because of the inheritance of a particular gene, but there are many different mutations on this gene. And some of the individuals that live particularly long have a rare mutation that allows them to have a mild disease.
Now, I remember that one of the old remedies for CF was slapping people on the back. Is that still part of the treatment?
Yes. In addition to the antibiotics, what happens is that the patients produce very sticky, tenacious secretions in their lungs. And what we try to do is we loosen up these secretions and try to get them out of the body so that when we give them the antibiotics, they work more effectively.
Gene therapy was supposed to provide a lot of new answers for CF. Has it or has it been a disappointment?
Well, it's always a disappointment in that it hasn't worked as fast as we would have liked to. And when we discovered the cystic fibrosis gene in 1989, there was a tremendous amount of excitement. But what we found very quickly is that it's hard to fool the body. But we're still encouraged. We know gene therapy is going to work at some point. It's just taken us longer to get there than we ever thought.
Is there something about CF? I was struck in looking at the picture of Laura that we published on our website and also in the New York Times. I was struck that she looks like an absolutely normal college student. She doesn't look sick, at least in the picture. She looks a little thin. I mean, is that an issue that comes up over and over and over when you're dealing with CF?
Yes. A lot of these young people look absolutely normal. They look healthy. But inside, their lungs are slowly being destroyed by these presence of the bacteria. You know, this is almost a silent disease in many cases, and yet these lives are threatened. No one has ever beaten CF at this point, but there's never been such a sense of hope and optimism about this disease. There are more drugs in clinical trials now than in the cumulative history of this disease.
Thank you, Bob, very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bob Bell is president and CEO of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.